A former downtown Fairbanks supermarket is scheduled for renovation this spring. The building will become the home of a new co-op specializing in fresh, locally grown and organic foods. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
After years of fundraising and planning, work is finally about to begin on the Fairbanks Community Cooperative Market. A growing group of area residents have been talking about opening a co-op market since 2006, and work on this venture has been steadily moving ahead since 2009. Project manager Mary Christensen says the co-op board of directors will consider a financing plan in a couple of weeks, and if all goes well, work on renovating about 6,000 square feet of space in the McKinley Building on Gaffney Road will begin in about a month. The building is the former home of the Alaska Marketplace, but longtime residents may remember the structure by another name, the old Foodland Building. Christensen says the co-op market is scheduled to open in the fall, just in time to offer produce harvested from around the interior, along with fresh seafood and meat products from elsewhere in Alaska.
As much as possible, if there's a local source, we're going to include a lot of locally produced foods. When they're not available, we will get our food from somewhere else because we're going to have a full grocery store.
That includes other wares that would be found in larger grocery stores, such as health products. Christensen says it won't be possible to offer locally grown products year-round, but what's not local will still be fresh.
When we bring in produce from the lower 48, it's going to be really good produce, high-quality fruit. We're going to have a really high standard for the quality.
Hans Geyer, a member of the co-op board and an area farmer, says the reason for the emphasis on locally grown is obvious.
Well, local produce tastes better because it's fresher.
Geyer is a former UAF economist and cooperative extension outreach manager, and he says there are other benefits for a business that specializes in locally grown food.
It means that money is staying in the state and in the community. I mean, when you buy something at the co-op that's produced in the state, that means all the money goes to producers, to the retailer, and to yourself if you're working for the co-op.
Christensen says anyone will be able to shop at the co-op, but co-op members will get additional benefits.
Throughout the store, there will be member-only rewards, specials on different items every week, and then there will be 4 to 6 periods every year when the member owner gets a discount.
Christensen says once the co-op begins generating a profit, members also will get a portion of those earnings back. She says the co-op had signed up nearly 1,300 members as of last week. Organizers hope to boost that number to at least 1,500 by the time the co-op opens in the fall. Membership costs $200. Earnings from the membership fees constitute a big chunk of the money that's in the financing plan that will go before the co-op board, along with a $300,000 low-interest federal loan and a contribution from Golden Valley Electric Association and a commercial loan. Christensen says it'll be tough to compete against the big nationwide grocery chains, but she says the board is determined to offer products at a competitive price.
There are going to be lots of ways for us to keep our prices competitive. And one of our goals is to access all of the tools for doing that. There's ways to get, you know, good discounts and to pass discounts on to the consumer, and we're going to aggressively pursue those methods.
You can find out more by going to fairbankscoop.org. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.